Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 22, The Process of Devotional Service. Page 31, 225-71. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, One who is expert in logic, argument, and the revealed scriptures, and who has firm faith in Krishna, is classified as a topmost devotee. He can deliver the whole world. Quote, one who is expert in logic and in understanding the revealed scriptures, and who always has firm conviction and deep faith that is not blind, is to be considered a topmost devotee in devotional service. 34. This verse appears in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.17 by Srila Rupa Goswami. One who is not very expert in argument and logic based on revealed scriptures, but who has firm faith, is considered a second-class devotee. He must be considered most fortunate. Quote, he who does not know scriptural argument very well, but who has firm faith, is called an intermediate or second-class devotee. Footnote 35, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.18. One whose faith is soft and pliable is called a neophyte, but by gradually following the process, he will rise to the platform of a first-class devotee. Quote, one whose faith is not very strong, who is just beginning, should be considered a neophyte devotee. Footnote 36, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.19. A devotee is considered superlative or superior according to his attachment and love. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the following symptoms have been given. Right, so we always have to remember when Srila Prabhupada is giving these points, these are the basis on which you understand things. Right? Then detail you can add to this. Right, so this is the main definition. Right, he's pointed that they have that, but you see, it's that aspect of attachment and love, you know, before that faith, that aspect of faith. So that's what defines. Right, then there may be so many other aspects, like Lord Chaitanya gives these various aspects, but you have to see any details that are given follow this. Like when you define the jiva, they're servant of Krishna. Then any other detail follows that. Right. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has stated that if one has developed faith in Krishna consciousness, he is to be considered an eligible candidate for further advancement in Krishna consciousness. Right? So faith is the basis, right? Because you're starting with Shraddha. So if you have that faith, then you can say you're a candidate for devotion, for further advancement. Right? Because even here, if they're talking about the Uttama, that's not necessarily meaning the Lord's associates or the Nitya Siddhas. That means you've come to the liberated platform, Brahma Bhuta. So you may have that rati attachment for Krishna, but it still has to develop into prema. Like that. So it means from there up. Does that make sense? Yeah. So according to his attachment and love. So the more that is, the higher it goes. Right? Those who have faith are divided into three categories, Uttama, Madhyama, and Kanista, first class, second class, and neophyte. A first class devotee has firm conviction in the revealed scriptures and is expert in arguing according to the Shastras. He is firmly convinced of the science of Krishna consciousness. The Madhyama Adhikari, or second class devotee, has firm conviction in Krishna consciousness, but he cannot support his conviction by citing Shastric references. The neophyte devotee does not yet have firm faith. In this way, the devotees are tight. Right? He has faith, but it's not firm. It's not necessarily stable and steady. But we see with the Madhyama, it's steady, but he can't necessarily always argue the points nicely. Or the Uttama, they can always argue the points nicely. So they have faith in Krishna consciousness and the revealed scripture, because conviction in the revealed scriptures. So it's not just Krishna, it's Krishna and the revealed scriptures. So then you know, yeah. The standard of devotion is also categorized in the same way. A neophyte believes that only love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is very good, but he may not know the basis of pure Krishna consciousness or how one can become a perfect devotee. Sometimes in the heart of a neophyte, there's attraction for karma, jnana, or yoga. When he is free and transcendental to mixed devotional activity, he becomes a second-class devotee. When he becomes expert in logic and can refer to the shastras, he becomes a first-class devotee. The devotees are also described as positive, comparative, and superlative in terms of their love and attachment for Krishna. Right. So it'll have some elements of it. Wow, got a book. Oh, that's been the problem all these years. No glasses. Now you have glasses, so finally he got a book. Okay.
It's deep.
Yes, okay.
It goes in pairs.
It goes in pairs, okay. Okay. So, he believes only Krishna consciousness is only love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is very good. Well, you know, so it's a start, it's a good. He understands the goal, he understands those kind of things like that. But anything that is connected to that, he may not appreciate or understand. Does that make sense? You know, just like the general aspect of not understanding or appreciating Varnashram. They can't see how it connects to Krishna. Even though it's given by Krishna, it is Krishna, the Acharyas have given it and everything. But he'll only understand that aspect. And so then it is in that way is good, but he doesn't know the basis of how it functions, how the Sambandhavide approach and all these things are working. Right? Like that. Okay. So he may, because of this, he's not understanding the basis of Krishna consciousness, he might get distracted by karma, jnana, and yoga. Right? Because if you can't understand what's the basis, you could get distracted. No? And depending on what you're distracted by, you'll be by one of these things. Or it's varnashram and not understanding how it connects to Krishna. Right? So in any case, one's seeing these different aspects, but not appreciating how they function in Krishna consciousness. Does that make sense? Yes.
It's expected naturally that someone who begins Krishna consciousness in the neophyte aspect is expected to gradually rise to Madhyamini.
Yes.
Above.
Yes.
But it's very possible that someone remains on the neophyte platform all the time. That's the capacity. I can't do more than that. Some may leave, but most don't leave and stay, but remain just interested in the basic meaning.
Yes, you get it. Because the jiva is individual and has that minute independence. So they can decide whether they want to get more serious or not. So it's up to them. And you'll also see is that even that they're around and for so long, even though they may remain as neophytes, you'll see there are areas where they are advancing.
Yes.
You know, so the grip of the material energy is getting less and less, though they may not have looked at it necessarily, haven't given up the idea of karma and jnana. Because the idea is Madhyama may have given up the idea of karma and jnana, doesn't mean that some of the effects aren't there. But for the neophyte, that they no, but there may not be that determination, right? So then you're going to see it's you have that mentality on whether they have. So in other words, faith means you have faith in Krishna consciousness in Krishna, and that all devotees have. So that way, all devotees are glorious. So when we're talking about these three levels, we're talking about three levels within glorious. You know, that's above the karmi. Karmis don't even count in this, you know, like that. So then the point is then from that up is that they have that faith in that ultimate goal. So that's what drives them on. But they can get distracted on the practical platforms of just activities that they're performing and all those things.
Offenses.
Yeah, offenses, any of those things, because they don't actually understand the basis, because basis is going to be Vaishnavs. So without Vaishnavs, you don't actually fully understand the process. But as long as you're following Vaishnavs, and that you'll advance. But when you understand that the system only works because of Vaishnavs, then you come to the Madhyama platform. So then he knows that, and also we see is that to come to that platform, it means if it's only Vaishnavs, it means it's not karma, jnana, and yoga. So it has nothing to do with the modern political, you know, things. It has nothing to do with economic development or being a nice guy or being freed from material entanglement. It has nothing to do with that. Then when you can say it is Vaishnavs, that means you don't have faith in these others. You have faith. It's the Vaishnavs that make it happen. You get the blessing of Vaishnavs, it works. You don't, it doesn't. How do you get? By following the instructions. Right? By practicing it. Then you get, yes.
Also, we see that at the level of neophytes or Kanishtha level, though one accepts the Bhagavan, his dealings are always at the level of Brahman and Paramatma.
Yes.
Also fall, that's why they fall short always.
Yeah. Does that make sense? You didn't hear. He's saying is that even though they have faith in Bhagavan as the ultimate goal, their dealings are generally always on the platform of Brahman and Paramatma. So they're always dealing with the material energy, with the secondary aspects, the indirect aspects. But not knowing necessarily the basis, they may be dealing with those secondary aspects more in line with Krishna consciousness or not. So you can have a neophyte that has that faith in Krishna. He's nicely situated. He has that faith in Krishna and all that. So then Prabhupada said they're pure devotees, third-class pure devotees. So they don't know how to argue the shastras. They don't know these different things like that, but they're fixed in that aspect like that. You know, and they're following the Vaishnavas. And then with time, that will mature. Like that. So you can get that aspect, but you have to appreciate that it's a one-pointed focus.
Yeah, I understand how you mentioned that the Vaishnava is the central point, because in that verse in the 11th canto, it does say, the neophyte looks at the deities and the guru, no one else.
Yes.
When you bring the Vaishnava into the picture,
yes,
then you move on.
Yes. Because then if you're looking at only the deity and the guru, that means what happens when you walk out of the temple? What's governing that? Right? So now if you're fully engaged, like you had devotee living in the temple or that, or in their house, they have a very nice program and all that in their house. So then you're going to get the aspect of them having that, that they'll be just regularly doing things for the deity and guru and, you know, offerings and following like that. And so in that way, they're nicely situated. But then you generally see, even then, going to work, you know, riding on the bus, at work, the dealings there, you know, vacations, dealing with the kids and family. There, they don't necessarily see that connected to Krishna. They're doing it because it has to be done. It's practical. So if they don't have an attitude about that, you know, they're humble about that, then they do, but their main focus will be on guru and the deities. So even though they're a neophyte, they can be a pure devotee neophyte. But if they have that pride that I'm being practical and I'm not fanatic and all these kind of things that you hear that are very popular, that's not a pure devotee neophyte. That's just a neophyte. You know, but they have faith in Krishna, so they're special. They're within the context they can advance. But because of that pride and because of those distractions and attachments to karma, jnana, and yoga, that it'll be slower. Well, for the other one, you'll see they'll advance quite quickly. The Madhyama, then, the point is nothing. He has faith that only bhakti can give you any good results. Karma, jnana, and yoga can't give you results. They can only give results because of bhakti. So without bhakti, they don't give results. So in other words, if you have bhakti, you have all the results. They have that faith. But where do you get that knowledge? Where do you get that understanding? Where do you get those practices? From Vaishnavas. Right? Of course, it's based on scripture, but point is that it's from Vaishnavas. So therefore, by saying you either have that faith means you got it from Vaishnavas, or you have it's about the Vaishnavas means you have that kind of faith. They go together. So that's what you get from the devotees, is the understanding of Krishna. That sambandha jnana, that comes from Vaishnavas. Because scriptures have it, but until you hear it from the Vaishnavas, it doesn't actually work. That makes sense? Once you've heard, now we can read, and that we can continually get that benefit. But people read Bhagavad Gita, they're not going to get the benefit. But when they read, you know, Bhagavad Gita with Prabhupada's purports, now they'll start to get the benefit. Then when they associate with devotees, hear how to properly bat, then it will go even more. And then the Uttama, he can always deal with the scripture, because he only thinks in that way. He only thinks, you know, how, according to scripture. So that's why he can always defeat any argument, because he sees reality. You know, like me, we'll be arguing, do we remember that point? Oh, what was that point? And things like that. They see according to that point. So therefore, when someone goes again, they tell, you know, if I say, you know, someone says that this is a car, I'll go, no, it's not a car, it's a rug. You know, no, but you know, car is a vehicle that makes you move, and in Arabia they chant mantras and then they fly around on the rug, so it's a car. You know, so you know, you have they come up with, right? Yes.
Also, it seems, Maharaj, that in order to appreciate and begin practicing bhakti, then the difference, the dvaita between the Lord, the material nature, and the living entities. If one understands that much, he can begin that practice.
Right.
But then, in order to reach the Madhyama level, then one has to go through the Achintya Bheda Veda, because then how your material life is connected
to Krishna.
To Krishna, and then to actively engage, then that's where then the Achintya Bheda Veda Tattva
comes in. Okay.
More deeply.
Yes, does that make sense? No? Couldn't quite hear. What he's saying is that... Oops. Where'd that go? For the neophyte, he'll appreciate the difference. There's God, there's spiritual, you know, we're the soul, and then there's material. And they don't necessarily know how to deal with the material in connection with Krishna. So those few things that we have, like devotees generally catch the direct activities of devotional service because they're obvious. You chant, you worship the deity, you bow down, you take prasad. You know, these kind of things. But outside of that, they can't see, because they can't appreciate how it's all Krishna, the oneness aspect of the philosophy. So only when you see it's all Krishna, you can see how it all connects to Krishna. When you only see the difference, then yes, you see it's not, but then you don't know how to engage it. That's why you see devotees in early day, direct things they would be completely committed to, but anything outside of that, they couldn't function. So from that, communities don't develop and other things like that. But at the same time as now, because they're not seeing the difference either, therefore the communities, even though they're there, they don't know how to engage in devotional service. So except for those direct activities, but it's how they're going to apply them at their homes, and that's it. There's no further. So it will be a weaker position than those devotees in the temple that would only see the difference. Does that make sense? So until that discussion comes up is how it's all connected, how you then they can, you know, in all places move forward to the Uttama platform. Because you see, there's so many devotees who are family persons, and they're, you know, in the Bhagavatam, all those lines of kings in the fifth and sixth canto, they're all Uttamadikaris. Like that. Lord Chaitanya's associates, so many of them are grihasthas. But the point is they see how it all connects to Krishna. Is that, you know, so that's the one thing, is you catch that side and then you catch the other. That's why Madhva just preached the difference, because he was trying to catch all these Maya bodies. Yes?
Also, the weakness there is, if oneness, if they don't naturally see that oneness between the spiritual aspects, then they try to do it on the mundane platform. And then that's why it becomes material, that's why they can be.
Distracted. Yeah, okay. That's another aspect. Is that they can't see the spiritual oneness, then they'll make a material oneness. You know, like the standard Hindu thing of, you know, kids are God, you know, like that. Or, you know, I'm serving my family, so that's service. And, you know, things like that. Instead of, no, it's that you're engaging them and that in devotional service. That's the service. It's not the mechanics of it. So they get distracted by the mechanics very easily. You know, what do you call it? Yukta Vairagya means I'm using a computer, a phone, or flying on an airplane, and that's where it ends. Not that you're using the body, the mind, the words in Krishna's service. I'm not this body. Those things, you know, don't come up. So there won't be a full understanding of the philosophy. That's why it says it's what do you call it? What was the word? That malleable was the thing you did sound before. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Set. We're good. It should be understood that a Madhyama Adhikari, the second class devotee, is fully convinced of Krishna consciousness, but cannot support his convictions with Shastric reference. A neophyte may fall down by association with non-devotees because he is not firmly convinced and strongly situated. The second class devotee, even though he cannot support his position with Shastric reverence, can gradually become a first class devotee by studying the Shastras and associating with a first class devotee. That means if he's preaching and someone gives him an argument he can't defeat, that doesn't waver his conviction. But the neophyte, it might. You know, somebody says something, you go, oh yeah, right. And then, you know, they get distracted. But the Madhyama won't. So by studying Shastra, then he slowly moves forward. Yes.
Does it mean that the weakness in understanding the Achintya aspect?
In the Achintya.
Because that's where then, like, he doesn't exactly get to...
Well, it depends if you're in Poland or not. Yes, can, because you're seeing the one or you're seeing the other, but you're not seeing them together. That how it can be at once, you know, how the two can function at once. The point is as you, according to, okay, his attachment and love. So that attachment and love, that's the main thing. We'll tend to look at the secondary aspects also. But what they're moving forward in is their attachment and love for Krishna. So the neophyte has that interest in Krishna. And there's some little bit of attachment and some little... That's why he's working. That's why he's doing. But it wouldn't be the volume that you would call it. It's not prema. Right? So therefore... As that bhava develops, it's called in the beginning that you have that faith in Krishna, it's called shraddha. As that goes more, then it's called sadhu sangha, you know, like this. So if you have more faith, you associate with the Vaishnavas. Right? It's not that you move on to that, to the third. No, that continues. Shraddha continues all the way through. Sadhu sangha continues all the way through. Now you take up bhajana kriya, which then goes all the way through. Then anartha nivriti, because you're getting rid of anarthas all the way. Until Vastu City, you're getting rid of anarthas. But at the point at the Brahma Bhuta point, I mean, at, you could say at Samadhi, in Shravanadasa, then you come to Apandasa, that means you've gotten rid of enough anartha that you can come to the platform of Sarup Siddhi. Now you can function in your Sarup, in your service to Krishna. But at the same time, as until you give up this body, you can't go to Vastu City, because this body is still the place of, you know, the where the material contamination is. That's where the fragrance is. The fragrance isn't in your spiritual body. Mm-hmm. Right?
So Sarup City, you get a chance to serve in Gokul.
In the pastimes, yes.
In the pastimes. And then you burn whatever is left.
Yes, that will bring you to the point of Vastu City. But yes. But even you come to the point of Vastu City, it's not that they're not in Gokul. I mean, Krishna and Radharani and the Astasaki, they're all in Gokul. So it's just, it's part of Goloka. It's part of the scene. It's just one aspect of the scene. So the Prakat Leela, it's still the apricot Prakat. That's all. So that's the whole thing. So in the Prakat, you have those certain functions that go on, while in the Apricot, you don't require those. The flavor is there because they've happened, and therefore there, you refer to them. However, if the second-class devotee does not advance himself by associating with a first-class devotee, he makes no progress. That's why then sadhu sangha is so important. And even one's a senior Vaishnav, he still has to associate with other senior Vaishnavs. Otherwise, how do you move forward? And of course, and we're always studying Srila Prabhupada's books, you know, and seeing the Acharya's teachings through that vision. Right? Does that make sense? Because otherwise, then we see the tendency is that there's just one senior devotee at a place. You're having a festival, you just have one. Because otherwise, if you have more than that, it's more difficult to manage. You know, and if you have one, he does everything, it's very easy and all that. Nice. But then when is the opportunity for them to associate? As we see, when the Gaur Purnima festival, the original at Kateri, then all the Vaishnavs came together. And so all you hear talked about is the senior devotees. What they were doing, how they're associating and everything like that. That's what the Gaur Purnima is for. Gaur Purnima is not, it's an excuse to have a meeting. Gaur Purnima is for association of the Vaishnavs together, and since you're here, you can also have your meeting. That's its actual point. So that association, what is that? Oh no, but we have to go back because otherwise there's no one. Who's doing Gaur Purnima festival at our temple, right? 30 people. Okay? How many temples? 600, 800? Yeah, so then what about the other? What about all the other ones? So therefore, what's the problem? You associate. That's the purpose. That's why everyone comes together once a year, at least. So that's the thing. Festivals, you see, the festivals that are the most appreciated are the ones that you hear about, are the ones where they have many senior devotees at. Those are the ones people talk about. The one where there's one senior Vaishnava, it's nice if there's something unique happened. But otherwise, you don't. But that there's many together, you talk about them even if there's not something specifically unique. Why? Because then you see how senior devotees associate and how to take advantage of advanced association. Otherwise, neophytes tend to not do that. They take everything as ordinary. Does that make sense? Yeah? There's no possibility that a first-class devotee will fall down, even though he may mix with non-devotees to preach. Conviction and faith gradually increase to make one an uttamadhikari, a first-class devotee. So like that, gradually you follow the process, then anybody who takes it up has that faith, they will progress until they become an uttamadhikari. That's the whole point. So these things, that the pitfalls that point out, just so you're careful, but we see is that faith, that conviction and faith gradually increase, that's what is increasing. Right? Not position, not authority, these things. No, it's the conviction and faith. That's what's increasing. The others are according to your nature, what you can do. And Krishna will engage. You can do bigger services. That's because you have that capacity. But the point is, you're doing a bigger service means now you're fully engaged. But when you were earlier than that, where you were doing not as big a service, you were fully engaged. Right? When you first join and, you know, they just ask you to, you know, help wipe the floor, you're fully engaged. So the point is that body, mind, and words are fully engaged. That's what you're trying to obtain. So if that's there, then the conviction and faith will increase until you come to the Uttama platform. Right? Yes?
Sri Prabhupada gave a definition once. He said, Uttama devotee is someone who never makes mistakes.
Yeah, someone who never makes mistakes. Yeah. Yeah, they don't, because they're not conditioned. Because the Uttama means they're on the Brahma-Bhuta platform. So they don't make mistakes. So that's why for us, why would we want to make decisions not based on Prabhupada's instructions? You know, and the directions given in the scripture. Because being not on that Brahma-Bhuta platform, then we have the four imperfections, and one of them is making mistakes. And so, therefore, we would want to discuss and judge things based on what Prabhupada has given. Then it makes that. But if you go by, oh no, but that's not practical, it doesn't work, but Prabhupada doesn't make a mistake. You can say, oh no, but no intelligent person will come forward. So then you're saying you're an idiot? Is that what you're saying? That's what I'm hearing here. You came forward you following what Prabhupada gave, so that you said, oh, no intelligent person would come forward with that, you know, like, you know, Prabhupada, you know, what he says, we didn't go to the moon or this or that. So that means you're just an ordinary kind of foolish individual. Is that what's being said here? No, they'll consider that they're quite intelligent. That's why they're relating with intelligent people. Oh, no, but you join. So therefore, it's not this, it's the association of the Vaishnavas, it's the conviction. That's what people see. Otherwise, if it goes by how many people are following all these, you know, people, you know, materialists, bogus gurus, and this and that, and so many people like that, because they have that conviction. They're convinced of it. Well, maybe misdirected, but they're convinced. So if you're convinced, that's what people join, not by other things. Point is you can say whatever it is. I can guarantee you, what's his name? Is that Sadhguru? Is that his name? He doesn't dress like a Western person. He looks even more Indian than we do.
Yes.
But he's getting so many followers. Why? Because he's convinced. Right? So this whole idea is, no, unless you look like them, it won't. But how do you look like them? Because everybody looks different. You know?
Yeah.
So therefore, then, that's not the point. It's conviction. You have that conviction, people appreciate that.
He has a way about it. I've analyzed every single movie. It's precisely calculated.
He's intelligent.
Someone asks a question, he always answers the same way. It begins with, you see, just by saying that, it means he already has the answer. People are believing.
Yeah, because the point is there's a handbook, Bogus Guru 101, that all Indian bogus gurus follow. And then it's just a matter of, according to their ability, how good they are at, you know, they can get down everything in 101, or they can't. But they all say the same thing. How long have bogus gurus been around? Okay, let's look at it. We go back to, you know, the pastime of Prithu Maharaj. Right? And then there's the horse. Right? Wasn't it?
Indra.
Yeah. And so then Indra, trying to escape, then he turned to all these different bogus kind of gurus that he would, you know, have some sentiment towards one of them, that he's a saintly person and not kill him. And so they all started then. So that means, you know, bogus gurus have had, you know, millions of years to get it down and refine their handbook, you know, so... So like you said, it always works. Why? Because there are mechanics of the material energy. You follow it, they work. They just use it for their advantage instead of for Krishna's advantage. Yes.
He openly said in one lecture also in his talks, he said, all I'm trying is to fascinate all of you. Because actual practice is much more than this, but nobody's interested to hear. He openly said that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, because you're fascinated with that. You know. Like that I don't remember who it was, but one guru, one devotee was saying, he went to him and asked him about spiritual life, says, I can't help you with that. You go to, you know, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. He can tell you that. I can tell you some yoga. Huh?
Maheshwari.
Okay, Maheshwari, yes. So he said, so that's, you know, they know who they are. It's just whether you're in a position for them to reveal it. Because that person, they can reveal it and know... They won't make any trouble for them. You want to move on, you move on, they'll leave you alone. You know? Or here, they're comfortable enough, they're so much on the answer to you. But they know who they are. That's the... Udriti, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 11. Right? He's from Kerala, no?
Yes.
Yeah, so Kerala are Bengalis. A million years ago. Yeah, that's why you see. If you can deal with Bengalis, you can deal with Keralites. It's just like exactly the same people. The only difference, they don't know about Lord Chaitanya, these guys do. But otherwise, the mentality is exactly the same. Like there, it's a matriarchal society. Here, it's all about the mom. Though it has the patriarch thing, but the mom's the most important. But they're exactly the same. You know, smaller in size and, you know, everything the same.
Except that in Kerala, everybody's named Paul and John and Mary.
Yeah, like that. But you even get ones like that here, yeah. And they're still the same. They'll be more like the Keralites. Like,
you know. Calcutta.
Yeah, in Calcutta, you have a huge area of Anglos like that. You know, in Newmarket, you know how now you can kind of get everywhere, but before there was, in Newmarket, you get all the Western goods.
Yeah.
You know why that market was there? For those Anglo-Indians. Yeah. The Bengal, they because they would buy that, because they're, you know, they identify themselves as the Western culture. Bengalis with that Western culture. So yeah, very similar. Udriti. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 11. One can thus conclude that when a person shows love for God and friendship for devotees, displays mercy towards the innocent, and is reluctant to associate with non-devotees, he may be considered a pure devotee. By developing devotional service, such a person can perceive that every living entity is part and parcel of the Lord. In each and every living entity, he can see the Supreme Person, and therefore he becomes highly developed in Krishna consciousness, right? So he's defined the Madhyama here. So the pure devotee is the standard. So when you have these kind of aspects, as there, it may be in a small amount, then they're a neophyte, it's a bigger amount, it's a Madhyama, but then it, as he says, that one can, he may, okay, by developing devotional service, that means he'll move forward. Then he can perceive. Right? And so he becomes a highly developed. Then you move forward into the Uttama Padma. So the central point is this. And so that's specifically situated nicely as the Madhyama. So if it's a lesser degree, it's a neophyte. And it's a greater degree, it's the Uttama. So that's why then that is the platform that we try to work at. So neophytes work at the Madhyama platform of duties. The Uttamas, they come and in to preach, they function as Madhyamas. So it's the central feature. Right? So then it's just a matter of how much of the faith in that they have, then we'll make them as a Uttama, Madhyama, or neophyte. So we see as the Madhyama naturally is a pure devotee. The neophyte may or may not be a pure devotee. But the point is they have faith, they're fortunate, they will move forward. So 2:22-74. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. A person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and understands that all things are situated in him. That's what we're meaning. He's talking about that oneness. He's there. They can see him and see him in everything. Right, and everything's situated in him. Right, so they see that nice balance that he is everything, everything's situated in him. Then they're able to see everything always connected to Krishna. An intermediate second class devotee shows love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is friendly to all devotees, and is merciful to the neophytes and ignorant people. Right, so he may not always see everything connected to Krishna or Krishna in everything, but he has that shows love for the Supreme Lord, is friendly to devotees, is kind, merciful to neophytes and ignorant people. Right? So yeah. The intermediate devotee neglects those who are envious of devotional service. So when he says he's merciful, that means the neophytes and the ignorant. But of those who are ignorant, who are envious, then they avoid them. Right? So even if someone is a neophyte devotee, but he's envious of other devotees, the Madhyama will tend to avoid their association. Like that. So, yeah. A Prakriti Bhakta, or materialistic devotee, does not purposely study the Shastra and try to understand the actual standard of pure devotional service. He may read, he may hear, but he's not purposely studying to try to understand and try to better. Because if he is, then that means then he's advancing. Right? But even they just occasionally study or this or that or whatever it is, they go to the class because you're supposed to. Not that they're going to class because they want to know more about Krishna or understand Krishna or like this. That still, by that association, they will advance. That's the perfection of bhakti, is that as long as you're not committing, you know, offenses, that it works, it moves forward. So you're always trying to avoid committing offenses. Then it'll just take you along. That's why Prabhupada says it's automatic. Some individuals complain about, no, it's not automatic, you have to work. But the point is no, it's not that because you worked, it happened. It's because you followed the process as given by the acharyas. Krishna being pleased, therefore it works. That's the automatic. You do this to please Krishna, and then it works. That's the automatic. Not the automatic means you sit back and do nothing. It's not this material automatic. Like washing machine, it's automatic. I do nothing, right? I just had to collect all the clothes from around the house. I had to separate them into the colored and the white. That has to go. That's politically incorrect. Wow. Even the laundry is affected by all these things, right? Okay, so we've separated the clothes like that.
Indians, that's why I always use blue.
Blue.
It's not just white.
It's not just white. It's also slightly colored like that. Yes, okay. A little blue. Yes, yes. Yeah, and if there's a little blue, you become more white. Okay. So, and then you have to put it into the machine separately. You know, you have to put in all the stuff and, you know, like that. You have to push the right buttons so that match the clothes and all that. Once you've done all that, then, yes, then it'll work. And then afterwards, you have to take them out. You have to dry them. You have to iron them. You have to fold them. You have to hang them up. You have to do all the things. So, yes, so that's the modern concept of automatic. But they only take the part, I do nothing. Even though there's so much before and so much after. No, I just push the button and I do nothing. So this idea of automatic is, no, if you follow the process as given by the acharyas with faith, then automatically you'll get the results. Why? Because you're doing the activity, and Krishna being pleased is giving the results.
It's a question of attitude.
It's attitude, yes. Attitude. Everything's attitude. Because attitude defines what result you're going to get. Not the physical result, but the experience, the experiential. And happiness comes from the experience, not from the thing itself. Because one object will make one person happy, the same object will make another person not happy. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Okay, the Prakriti Bhakta, or materialistic devotee, does not purposely study the Shastra and try to understand the actual standard of pure devotional service. Consequently, he does not show proper respect to advanced devotees, right? Because he doesn't actually understand what really is pure devotional service, so he won't offer respects to those who are advanced in it. He may, however, follow the regulative principles learned from his spiritual master or from his family who worships the deity. He is to be concerned. So if he's learned from the spiritual master, then that's going to be, then, you know, can be the sampradaya. But if he's only learned from the family, that will be the samanya or general Vaishnava, like that. He is to be considered on the material platform, although he's trying to advance in devotional service. Such a person is a bhakta praya, neophyte devotee, or bhakta bhasha, for he is a little enlightened by Vaishnava philosophy. Right? But that little bit of it, that's still very special. Right? One can't underestimate that. Compared to the material world, that's, you know, you have one little candle in a, you know, football stadium. But still, it's light. It may be small, but it's light. One has to see that. But at the same time, is you also have to see what is to be accomplished to come to prema. So that you've come to that, now it's just a matter of you stick with that, in one lifetime you can go back to Godhead. So that's what you're trying to accomplish. So then there's the things you try to avoid, the things that you try to do, and then you move forward very nicely. So, yeah? Srila Prabhupada. This is a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.2, 45-47. This statement was made by the great sage Narada while he was speaking to Vasudeva about devotional service. This subject was originally discussed between Nimi, the king of Videha, and the nine yogendras. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that one who has full love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who maintains a good friendship with the Lord's devotees, is always callous to those who envy Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Such a person is to be considered an intermediate devotee. He becomes a first-class devotee when, in the course of advancing in devotional service, he feels an intimate relationship with all living entities, seeing them as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So when he sees like that, then that's where the idea of oneness and all. So seeing everybody equally, there's that oneness in there, all these things. It's by its principle is a very good thing. But it can only be properly applied when you see it in connection with Krishna. Right? When you see all living entities as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and deal in that way. You know, as we were saying, is that all the energy we see in connection with Krishna, we see all the living entities in connection with Krishna. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes the difference, because the jnani, he can see everything as Brahman, but he just sees the people as Brahman also, but he doesn't see them as the principle of individuals and how they're part and parcel of the Lord. That then brings them across into the Shanta Rasa. Understand? So there's going to be a difference there. So that's why the emphasis is putting on when you see all living entities. If you see all living entities, naturally you're seeing everything else as. Because the living entities within this world then are going to engage that in the Lord's service. Right? Because you see the people in a situation. Right? You don't just see people in space. Right? You see people in a situation. So even when they're trying to do this, it's all Brahman and all of that, still they're going to have Radha and Krishna in an Om sign, you know, that is Brahman, in a cloud. Why not just have them and nothing? No, it doesn't make sense. So they'll always try to put something. So situations are always there. So in other words, the situation that we're in, you see that, but then it's seeing that the living entities in that situation, how they're part and parcel of Krishna, then that makes the uttamadaka. So they always function on that. So that's why they can't be defeated in argument.
Also we see here that working principle, Namaruchi, Vaishnava, Seva, and Jivadaya.
Hmm.
The intermediate devotee has to apply it in order to...
Yes, Vaishnava, Seva. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Heard? Hmm. Heard? No? Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be the thing. So you're going to see is the prominent things, the neophyte, then he'll be preaching, but he may not have so much appreciation for the Vaishnavas. The Madhyama, he's preaching and has an appreciation for the Vaishnavas. That may not necessarily be so taste. But the Uttama then has all three. So that's why then we all start with the preaching, but with that mood that is there, at least the understanding that is there, that we're trying to accomplish of the Madhyama, where he respects, has love for the Lord, associates friendship with the Vaishnavas, is kind to the neophytes and the innocent, and avoids the those who are envious. Right? So that situation, then one can move through all the way, because that being a symptom of a pure devotee, that can be all the way through. Because even the Uttamadhikaris, they'll act like that in the preaching mission. Right? And they're always friendly with the devotees, because they see everyone as part and parcel. But they're seeing, it's not that, oh, you have to be friendly with devotees. They just see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. Mm-hmm. So they don't, there's no other way they would see. Mm-hmm. Krishna's dear, so therefore anything connected is dear. So the material world is also connected, so therefore then they use it for Krishna. So, yeah. No?
Sorry. Once devotee mother, she came to Vrindavan, and she's just a normal lady. And one very senior Vaishnava, he followed him and said, okay, I want to meet your mother. And that devotee was a sannyasi. And the other devotee just wanted to follow him. So as soon as he sees his mother, he offers danda, like straight away, that baba.
Mm.
And then the senior devotee is like uncomfortable. Mother is like, she doesn't understand what is going on. And then the Baba explained, he says, well, this is our Vaishnava culture. We worship everybody as a part and parcel of the Supreme.
Okay.
And then he adds, no, actually we feel like that.
Mm. Yeah, so that's the thing. Beginning we know, that we may or may not practice. Then we know we practice, then we know we feel. So that's very nice. Okay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "A Vaishnava is one who has developed all good transcendental qualities. All the good qualities of Krishna gradually develop in Krishna's devotee. Quote, in one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifest. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction and material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord." Footnote 37. This was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj and his followers, who were offering prayers to Nrisimhadev, Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. So, one who has faith in Krishna and the Guru, all the imports of the Veda are revealed. And we see is by having that faith in Krishna, all the good qualities develop. Right? So then all the good qualities develop. They have an understanding of all the scripture and all that. They have, and that faith is matured. And so that means then you see you have the Uttama. When it's a little bit less, that's the Madhyama. Who has less than that's the Nirvana. Right? Verses 77 to 147, service to the Lord. 222 to 78 to 81. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues. All these transcendental qualities are the characteristics of pure Vaishnavas, and they cannot be fully explained. But I shall try to point out some of the more important qualities. Devotees are always merciful, humble, truthful, equal to all, faultless, magnanimous, mild, and clean. They are without material possessions, and they perform welfare work for everyone. They are peaceful, surrendered to Krishna, and desireless. They are non-different, they are indifferent to material acquisitions, and are fixed in devotional service. Right? So material acquisitions, they don't need material. If it's something for Krishna's service, that then you try to acquire. But material acquisitions, that they're not interested in. In other words, they have no material desire, so you need no material acquisition. Right? If it's service to Krishna, then something has some meaning. You know, you have for themselves they get a nice frying pan. That's not important, but to get a nice one to cook nicely for Krishna, then it has meaning. Right? So then, when when you are using that as an excuse, that's a neophyte. When you're understand that you're trying to act like that, so like that, that's the Madhyama. When you actually think like that, that's the Uttama.
You can evaluate.
Yes, you can evaluate. They completely control the six bad qualities, lust, anger, greed, and so forth. Footnote 38. The six of her two, Satvarga, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, bewilderment, pride, intoxication, and envy. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.7.3 and 11.26.24. They eat only as much as required, and they are not inebriated. You require half a tray. Come on. They are respectful, grave, compassionate, and without false prestige. They are friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. Devotees are always tolerant, forbearing, and very merciful. They are the well-wishers of every living entity. They follow the scriptural injunctions, and because they have no enemies, they are peaceful. These are the declarations of the devotees. Interesting. So that's the list of the 26? But interesting how they're in particular groups. Those groups go together. Srila Prabhupada, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.21. When the sages headed by Shaunaka inquired about Kapiladeva, the incarnation of Godhead, Suta Goswami, who was the topmost devotee of the Lord, quoted talks about self-realization between Vidura and Maitreya, a friend of Vyasadeva's. During these talks, the topic of Lord Kapila had come up. And at that time, Maitreya had repeated Kapila's discussions with his mother, wherein the Lord states that attachment to material things is the cause of conditioned life. When a person becomes attached to transcendental things, he is on the path of liberation. So it's material. Material things means things not connected to Krishna. Right? Transcendental things means things connected to Krishna. So when he's attached to material things, he's not attached to Krishna, he goes away. And when he's attached to things connected to Krishna, then he moves towards Krishna. That's the beginning of material life. That's how it works. Right? That's the whole point. So becoming envious of Krishna means now you don't see it in connection to Krishna, so now it's material things. You see it in connection with Krishna, then it becomes spiritual things. Right? That's the whole point. We're all that's the basis. From there, then you can give further detail, but trying to get go into the technical detail without understanding this point, it will only create confusion.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.